Ciara, all the talking and all the training is done now. It's just get prepared and get the old head right for Sunday.
That's it, yeah. All the hard work is done now. You know, we've been training for nearly 2 years for this, so it's all done now. So hopefully Sunday, look, everyone's in good form and everyone's ready for it, so we'll just have to bring our game now on Sunday.
You were telling me that your teeth and so your head is kind of fried since you came back from holidays, is it?
Yeah, that's it. I said it's been busy 2 weeks. I'm nearly hoarse already from, yeah. I suppose, you know, talking all day in the classroom. So hopefully now if we win Sunday, I won't be complaining about no voice anyway next week.
Is it nice to be back in the classroom, COVID and that? There's always a little bit of anxiety, I suppose. Is it working out okay?
Yeah, no, I suppose getting to an All-Ireland, I remember after winning the semi-final, I remember warning all the girls that are going back to college to, you know, be careful with COVID and don't be mixing. And then all of a sudden I was in a classroom on Monday morning with 30 kids looking at me and I realised, geez, I'm more at risk here than girls going back to college. So there's a lot of teachers on the team. We're all being very careful and all you have to do is wear your mask and sure, look, children have to be educated. So you can't, you have to turn up.
And you take your breaks, of course, at different times. You're not all in the staff room anymore together.
No, yeah, no, it's all staggered now, so you're at different times. I suppose we're being extra careful, though. I've been eating my lunch in the car this week, just in case.
In your profession as a teacher, obviously it helps because you are finished work earlier than most others, so you've time to concentrate and time to relax, I suppose, and prepare for training.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Like, I suppose at this level, and I suppose even, you know, the men, inter-county men, like, you know, being a teacher is definitely a bonus because, you know, you're finished there at 3 or 4 o'clock. Obviously, yeah, you've work to do as well, but no, it's definitely a bonus. More so, the summer's off. It's great. So, yeah, no, it definitely helps.
In terms of the match itself, now, you know Armagh inside out, they know you inside out. They're junior champions. You've beaten them so far. It's been very tight. You have to be on your guard, don't you? There's a fear of complacency, isn't there?
Yeah, that's it. Like, we've bet them 3 times, but you know what? It means nothing because it's only been about 3 or 4 points in the difference. And All-Ireland final is the one that matters. You know, the matches gone before don't matter now. Look, yeah, that's one big thing. Complacency can't set in, but I don't think it will. You know, it's going to be a battle. The girls are ready and hopefully, you know, complacency won't set in.
Will the wide open space at Croke Park help you?
Oh, look, sure, like a big pitch space, sure, I suppose that's what we want. I know Armagh want the same. They've runners and they love the space. As a back now, all right, I suppose you don't want too much space, but look, it'll be fine. We're used to training up here in Ferns and it's a big, big pitch, so look, it'll be like Croke Park.
As captain, what do you feel your role is now?
Oh, sure, the hard work is done now. I suppose I'd be a good lot older than some of the girls. So I've kind
of. Some of them are very young, aren't they?
Very young. So I suppose just keeping them on the straight from to the All-Ireland final. It's just grand. Look, our captain doesn't matter really. All the girls are leaders as well. It's not just me. You have Aideen Brennan there, who's a brilliant leader. They're all leaders.
Well, has the experience of Croke Park and winning there.
That's it. Like with Owler, she's been up the top. So look, it's not just me. I'm delighted that. But he picked me as captain at the start of the year. It's a great honour. But, you know, the girls are big leaders themselves as well.
The game will fly by quickly. It's an All-Ireland final. In reality, you don't have to do anything different than if you were playing here in Ferns. It's another game. It's another 60 minutes. So sometimes players think they have to go that extra mile or do something different. But they don't really. Just play their game.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I know it's Croke Park and it's a great place to play in, but it's still just a green field and 2 goalposts. And at the end of the day, it's the very same as any other pitch. So, you know, you'd have to try to say that to the girls. Like, you know, just it's not going to be different to any other day. It's going to be a tough one. But, you know, kind of block out, I suppose, the whole Croke Park element. Obviously enjoy it, but it'll be the same as any other match.
Well, you'll probably be proper horse next week.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I hope I'm singing Sunday night and I don't mind if I have no voice going into the classroom next week. They won't mind, I'm sure.
The very best of luck here on Sunday.
Thanks, Liam. Thank you.